Welcome to Healthy Focus with Dr. Rhonda Herbert. The information presented is for educational use only and not intended to diagnose or treat any medical conditions. Please visit your healthcare provider.
This podcast is sponsored by Health Dove Inc. Please visit our website, healthdove.com, for a free health evaluation. That's healthdove.com for a free health evaluation. Welcome to Healthy Focus. I am your host, Dr. Rhonda Herbert. Today's topic is peptic ulcer disease. That is peptic ulcer disease, or PUD. So peptic ulcer disease, PUD, refers to an ulcer that occurs in the stomach, gastric ulcer, or the first portion of the small intestine, duodenal ulcer. An ulcer is a small wound in the surface of these organs. Although the symptoms of PUD may be absent or quite vague, most PUD is associated with abdominal discomfort noted 45 to 60 minutes after meals or during the night. In the typical case, the pain is described as gurning, burning, cramp-like or aching, or as heartburn. Eating virtually any food or using antacids usually results in great relief. Even though duodenal and gastric ulcers occur at different locations, both appear to be the result of factors damaging the protective lining of the stomach or duodenum. These factors include too much gastric acid, which can be caused by a low fiber diet, the bacterium pylori or H. pylori, and various drugs such as non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drug and prednisone. Individuals experience any symptoms of PUD need competent medical care. PUD complications such as hemorrhage, perforations, and obstructions are medical emergencies that require immediate hospitalizations. So individuals with PUD must be monitored by a physician. Now let's look at some food preparations. Food allergy appears to be a primary factor in many cases of PUD. A diet that eliminates food allergens has been used with great success in treating and preventing recurrent peptic ulcer disease. It's especially important to avoid milk and dairy products. Milk is one of the most common food allergens, and population studies show that the higher the milk consumption, the greater the likelihood of the PUD. Milk, as well as coffee, significantly increases stomach acid production. Both should be avoided by individuals who have a PUD. High fiber diet is associated with a reduced rate of peptic ulcer disease as compared with a low fiber diet by decreasing prolonged stomach acidity. Fiber supplements such as pectin, guar gum, oat bran, and psyllium have been shown to produce beneficial effects as well. In addition, raw cabbage juice is well documented as having remarkable success in treating peptic ulcer disease. In one study, 1 liter of fresh raw cabbage juice per day, taken in divided amounts, resulted in total PUD healing in an average of only 10 days. The beneficial effects is thought to be due to an amino acid, glutamide, which is needed by the cells on the surface of the small intestine to regenerate. Broccoli and Brussels sprouts are in the same family as cabbage, and regular consumption is helpful in preventing the reoccurrence of PUDs, as these foods are rich in sulforaphane, a compound that may be effective in helping the body get rid of the Helicobacter pylori bacteria. This bacterium is responsible for most peptic ulcers and also increases a person's risk of getting gastric cancer 3 to 6-fold and is also a causative factor in a wide range of other stomach disorders, including gastritis, esophagitis, and acid indigestion. Bananas, particularly plantains, may be of benefit due to their healing properties on the intestinal lining, while garlic, cayenne pepper, turmeric, and foods high in vitamin C may also be helpful due to their ability to inhibit the growth of H. pylori. Other recommendations, a special licorice extract known as disaccharinated licorice or DGL is a remarkable anti-PUD agent. DGL mode of action is different from that of current medications used for the treatment of PUD. Rather than inhibit the release of acid, licorice stimulates the normal defense mechanism that prevent PUD from formation. In several head-to-head comparison studies, DGL has been shown to be more effective than Tagamet, Zantac, or antacids in both short-term treatment and maintenance therapy of PUD. However, while these drugs are associated with significant side effects, DGL is extremely safe and its cost is significantly less. The standard dose of DLG is 2 or 4 330 milligram tablets between 20 minutes before meals. DGL should be continued for 8 to 16 weeks, depending on the response. This information was taken from the Encyclopedia of Healing Foods and is not intended to treat or diagnose any condition. It is only for educational use only. If you have any condition, please seek medical attention. This is Dr. Rhonda Herbert, and I'll see you again in another episode of Healthy Focus.
Provide your immune system with an extra support with the Seasonal Immune Support Pack. Longevity's Seasonal Immune Support Pack contains powerful nutrients shown to support a healthy immune system. Give your immune system some extra nutritional support to help your body maintain optimal health. Get your Seasonal Immune Support Pack today. You can visit healthdove.com, take your free health evaluation, and purchase your Seasonal Immune Support Pack. We all need it.
You have been listening to Healthy Focus. Please visit our website at healthdove.com, where you can access your health score with our free health evaluation. You can download a copy of the HealthDove app on your mobile phone. Please write to us at info@healthdove.com. Thank you for listening. Tune in next week for another episode of Healthy Focus.